Welcome to the Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and I want to talk to you about being permanent in Christ. Now, I hear a lot of people talk about, well, you know, God, sometimes God tells you no. Sometimes God tells you no when you pray, and sometimes God will say, wait a little while, and sometimes God says all these things, and I have a real hard time believing that when the Bible doesn't say that. You know, now, I think a lot of times we pray selfish prayers, and we pray self-motive prayers, and we pray most of the time about what we want God to do for us, and I don't think He's a slot machine that we can just pull a button and boom, things just fall out to us. But I do believe His Word's true, and I do believe His Word in the promises of God are in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Because 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 tells you just that. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So we see that all the promises of God are yes and they're amen. You say, well, Pastor, we may pray. He's talking about when you pray the promises of God. What's in the Word of God is going to manifest in your life. And you say, well, Pastor, I know sometimes that my grandmother, she was a believing woman and things didn't turn out her way. Well, I want you to understand something here. Just because you saw a situation that didn't turn out the way you thought it should have turned out does not mean that God didn't fulfill His promise in His Word. Because all God's promises, He has to do what He said He was going to do, or the Bible said, according to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, that He's a liar. So we see here in Romans chapter 1, verse 5, and we're going to get some tremendous revelation from this, so I want you to stay with me. Therefore, having been justified or declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now, you see two sets of words here. You see, in verse 1, we see to have, and in verse 2, we see to stand. Both of these words are in the perfect tense or permanent tense and never needs to be repeated. So you and I, we have peace and we stand and rejoice. Those are permanent places with God and they cannot be changed. So having been justified by faith is in the past. Having been justified, having been declared righteous, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand is in the now. So we see we're standing, rejoice in hope of the glory of God in the future. So we see that we're standing in a permanent place with God, not based on our work, but based on what He did in His perfect work. Because you and I have been, past tense, declared righteous by faith. We have peace. We have peace. That means right now we have it. We have peace right now, faith in grace in which we stand in the now. And by faith in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, which is the future tense. So you and I are standing, and we have peace with God. Now, there's a difference in the peace of God and peace with God, because the peace of God passes all understanding, but peace with God means me and Him are cool with our relationship. Now, I question that with a lot of people, because so many people are spending so much time just trying to fix things, trying to make God love them, trying to get people to love them. But look what He said here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And you being dead in your trespasses and circumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together when having forgiven you of all your trespasses. Now, how many of you believe He's really forgiven you of all your trespasses? Past, present, and future. Past, present, and future. And He gave you all those at the time that you asked Him to forgive you. He had forgiven you before you even asked. You just had to believe that He had forgiven you. And once you believe that He had forgiven you, you were born again. It's not about going up there and accepting, believing, and confessing. It's believing that He's who He says He is, and all of your sins are be forgiven. Because you can't even remember all that you've done. So you cannot ask for all your sins to be forgiven because you don't know what you've done. But He said, I've forgiven you of all. Now, the Greek word for all is all, and it's always all. But look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, and this is something that literally transformed my life 4, 5, or 6 years ago when I began to get the revelation of this. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. Where at? When we get to heaven? No, in this world. It says as He is, not as He was, but as He is. So how is He right now? He's seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So how am I in this world? According to Ephesians 2 and 6, I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we see here that He's reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So he died and resurrected so that I could die and resurrect. I was born dead, born in through Adam, but I became alive in Christ, and now I've been quickened and made alive in him, and now there's nothing separating me from God, not even sin, because my sin was placed on Jesus, and John said, "Behold the Lamb of God," John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." So my sins have been taken away. Your sins have been taken away. It doesn't matter whether you ask for them to be taken away. He's taken them away. What he wants you to do is recognize he took them away. All the drug addicts, all the people walking on the street that are dealing with situations, their sins have been forgiven too. In his eyes, all they got to do is receive that. And what happens? They become born again and become a son of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is the beauty of grace.